This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, conservative icon, and the author of more than 20 books, including The Supremacist, Turbo Reader, and the revealing new book, The Flip Side of Feminism. And now, here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
We usually hear a noisy outcry on the left at any suggestion of requiring a photo ID for voting. But you may be surprised to learn that some other democracies regard them as a necessity. Just look at Mexico, where the Federal Electoral Institute issues citizens a free photo ID known as a voter credential. The system was put in place 20 years ago as a response to widespread voter fraud in Mexican elections. Rules are very strict, and no exceptions are made for those who arrive at the polls without their ID. The agency makes no apologies for this. They say the system is necessary to restore confidence in elections after years of corruption. In the United States, you need a photo ID to drive a car, to check into a hotel, or to rent a movie. But we're told we cannot require photo IDs for voting. Liberals claim that photo ID laws would decrease voter turnout and create a burden for the poor. However, neither of these things has happened in Mexico. In fact, the free IDs have been beneficial to the country's poor because they now have identification they need for other situations. That's why former Atlanta mayor and civil rights activist Andrew Young supports voter ID laws in the U.S. so that poor minorities are provided with the ID they need to fully participate in American life. Mexico's laws have also increased confidence in the fairness of elections and thus increased voter turnout. A similar increase in voter turnout happened in Indiana and Georgia when those states implemented photo ID laws. If we don't require a photo ID at our U.S. polls, that doesn't make it any easier for people to vote. It just makes it easier for people to cast a fraudulent vote.
Are you a college student eager to stand up for your conservative beliefs and stand against liberal ideologies? Do you want to build a network with other conservative students? Don't miss the annual Eagle Forum Collegian Summit, July 18 and 19 in Washington, D.C. It's free to students who register in advance. Go to eagleforum.org and click on Collegians. That's eagleforum.org. And join us again for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
Extend your life with
My name is Don Wiskin. I had a massive heart attack at 42. The doctors could do nothing but send me home with disability as my future. I reversed the damage done to my heart with a natural remedy. I am now 58 and contribute my good health today to Extendivite. You have heard my messages for many years. A lot of people have taken Extendivite and improved their health issues. We are surrounded by fast food, toxic air, and chemicals that our body cannot eliminate. As we age, they can age us faster. Clean yourself out with Extendivite, available in capsule or liquid form. Get a 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. You can live a longer, healthier life just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard on corners in town, like a cancer that's silently spreading. There's an unspoken fear we're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back. As liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
We're back, ladies and gentlemen. Second hour of the National Intel Report on this Monday, 9th of December, 2013. And I've got Ron McDonald coming up in a minute here. A reminder, we are in a pledge drive for the network. And I know you just rolled your eyes going, oh, God, they need money again. Well, I would invite anybody to take over this business and try to make it work on what we have. You would have a different attitude. You would probably be saying, oh, take over my finances and work my life for me. You guys are doing magic. Well, we have been. We have been off for almost 10 years, folks. And we've got things in place that will be bringing us money into the next year, but we're cut a little short this year, about 18 grand worth. At any rate, if we had 180 people pledge $100, you get a T-shirt and a wonderful mug. I mean, a wonderful, classy-looking coffee mug that'll keep on giving for your tea or coffee pleasure in the future. Take it to work. Ooh. I mean, the damn thing pops. It really does. At any rate, call us. Last hour, one person called in with a donation. 800-724-2719. Put us on your Christmas list. Have we been naughty or have we been nice? Have we served an important function in this society, in this culture, in this country? I think that we have. Do I think we deserve to survive? Yes, I think we do. You know, unless you just want all of the mainstream crap, and then I'll just add us to the, well, you wouldn't be able to distinguish this network from any other network out there in the diatribe that they put on. Bring on Sean Hannity and the Rush Limbaughs of the planet. Why not? Yeah, they'll help us. 800-724-2719. Hello, Ron McDonald.
Hey, how you doing today, John?
Oh, my goodness. I don't know. Under very cloudy and dark, dark skies, it looks like it's about, well, looks like it's about 9 p.m. out there right now. About,
wow.
35 degrees and, really nasty. It must be that global warming.
Could be. Our pipes just were frozen. We had 21 degrees out here.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, you know, boy, those ice caps are just melting. I don't know. Hey, I've got a couple of callers hanging online here. Ken, my political friend out of Fort Worth, what's on your mind?
Can you hear me?
Yes, can hear you.
Okay. Hey, a couple things. If you go to YouTube and put in Alex Jones Dallas November 21 and Alex Jones November 22, you can see him walking and talking. I was there that day. A lot of people there, TV cameras from Japan.
And Ken, thank you very much for that. But you do know that Alex Jones tried to destroy this network back in 2007. You do know that, right, Ken?
No, I don't.
Well, you do now. Thank you for your call. Jeez, old Pete. Art. God. Hello, Art.
Well, hello, Mr. Stattmiller and Mr. McDonald. How are you on this hot and balmy day? I don't know how you guys are handling it down in Texas, but up here it's a balmy 27, and I am just not liking it much at all.
Well, but, you know, you're in an area of the country. Where are you at?
I'm in the bluegrass.
Okay, you're in Kentucky. See, that stuff is supposed to happen in Kentucky and Tennessee from time to time. Not here in Texas. Oh, gosh.
Hey, just real quick before we get on to this, that what you couldn't pronounce earlier in when you were talking about the that South African political party is pronounced Umkhonto we Sizwe.
Easy for you to say.
Yeah, I had to cheat. I had to get somebody else help me pronounce it like about 8 or 9 times before I finally got it right.
Well, doesn't it just crack your enamels, man, when you see the press in this country treating Mandela as if he was some kind of savior superstar?
I am so sick of hearing about Mandela.
Doesn't it tell you what the affiliations of these people are, where their affections lie? It used to be that people could tell the difference between a damn communist.
Well, I was watching C-SPAN today, and boy, he was getting all kinds of praises. But anyway, I had really wanted to talk about something I heard today on the floor of the Senate that had to do with economics. But since this whole video of what happened down there in Argentina, you know, I really can't see that happening here in the United States, because I know a lot of Christians who, I mean, they believe in turn the other cheek. And I mean, we're talking fine, upstanding people I have a great deal of respect for, but if that were to happen here, I can see blood spilling very fluid.
Is that what Jesus would do? Oh, gosh. See, here's the problem. Here's the problem as I see it, Art. The people that are the old school, like you, like myself, like Ron McDonald, we know the way things used to work and why they worked as well as they did.
Yep.
Now you've got everybody questioning everything, and they're trying everything. But
here in the United States, I mean, I talk to, you know, I know a lot of Christians. I'm not Christian, but I do believe in the Bible, among the, other doctrines as well. I look at the similarities, and I try to, you know, find some common ground. And the Christians that I know, they carry guns, and they believe in stand your ground. You're only going to punch them in the nose one time, and then they're going to unload on you, and it's not going to be pretty. So, I can't see that happening here, because if it did, oh, my God. John, it would be an all-out war.
Well, I mean, look. Would we advocate shooting Communist Party USA people in this country?
Well, I think it would depend on the circumstances.
Art. Now, we're talking politics here. Somebody has a different point of view. They didn't harm you. They didn't try to shoot you. They only just threw a few nasty words your way. Does that deserve death?
Nope.
Okay, but here's the problem. It is a cultural cancer. It eats away. You know, back in the 60s, hey, it was just peace, love, and dope, man. Here, roll a joint, chill out, listen to some music.
I was there.
Isn't that fun?
Yep, I was there.
No, nobody saw the influence behind that. Nobody saw it as being a communist influence behind it, but it certainly was.
Yeah.
But here...
Well, I was there. I lived through it. I mean, I survived the race riots and all that nightmare, but just because, you know, we were doing it didn't make it right.
Well, what are we to do about this one? What are we to do about, you know, I mean, do we start shooting the fags off the floats in San Francisco? Some people say yes. We need to purge the system of people that are that vile. Because eventually they're going to, that rotten apple is going to spoil the barrel. Now, I'm sitting here saying these words and I'm thinking, well, that's pretty crazy. That's pretty ludicrous. But to give people a fair chance, and everybody's got a First Amendment in this country, they can get up and say whatever they damn well please. But it goes against the grain of our history, of our culture, of who and what we are. And nobody wants to stand against it. They just want to yield. Oh, it might be a hate crime, so I'm just going to shut up. Oh, well, that little decadence, well, I'm not promoting that. You know, I'm not doing that myself. You know, if it's okay for other people to do it, that's a libertarian way, isn't it?
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Our infrastructure is failing and our government is corrupt. We have some hard times ahead. If there was no way to get medical help, what would you do? How are you going to protect the safety of your family during a crisis when there are no doctors, hospitals, emergency services, or supplies? Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a nano-engineered silver unlike any other silver product on the market today. This technology has advanced antibacterial, antiviral, and antifungal properties. And more than 200 independent clinical studies and trials have shown that it's effective in over 500 different uses. Supernatural Silver can be stockpiled and stored for over 10 years. And in a collapse, it could be priceless. It can be used daily to fight off colds, flus, and other pathogens, and yet it's powerful enough to combat some of the most deadly diseases in the world today. Make sure your home is well stocked with Supernatural Silver. To order, go to supernaturalsilver.com. That's supernaturalsilver.com. Use the promo code SILVER2013 for 20% off, and like us on Facebook.
What do you need? You need paracord. CampingSurvival.com is providing you U.S. military 550 paracord. 550 tensile strength. Military specifications. Made in the USA. Available in 3,000, 1,000, 600, 300, 150 lengths. You can purchase yours now at CampingSurvival.com. Lowest prices on paracord. Huge selection. All ready to be shipped. Black paracord, 1,000 feet, only $39.83, right now on CampingSurvival.com. But wait, use the code FREEDOM when purchasing and save 5% off. Paracord is a unique material used for many different reasons. Get yours from CampingSurvival.com now. Confidence born of preparation, CampingSurvival.com.
Water filtration holiday specials from RBN. You can get a Royal Berkey made of polished stainless steel that holds 3.25 gallons and comes with two black Berkey purification elements, one shower filter that'll do up to 20,000 gallons or typically last 1 year, and one Berkey sport bottle for the total price of $356, a $40 savings. We also have a Berkey Light, one shower filter and one sport bottle for the low price of $299, a $40 savings. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200 today.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
All right, we're back. You know, what do we need to do? Elect a horse to Senate? Or maybe a horse's ass? Let's put John McCain back in there. Let's do a Caligula. Oh, I'm sorry, we're already there. The problem, Art, is this is what happens when cultures collapse.
Well, here's the thing, John. I am all about your right to freely protest and speak your mind, and I don't care who you are, and I don't care what the issue is.
Uh-huh.
You have every right
uh-huh.
to speak your mind.
Uh-huh.
Now, I watched that video, and I saw some very disturbing things. I saw bloody noses, black eyes. You can stand over here and protest your pro-whatever. I can stand over here and protest my anti-whatever, and everything's good. At the end of the day, we're going to go home, have dinner, watch TV, whatever it is we're going to do. But the instant you walk up and you punch that man in the face and you bloodied his nose, and I don't care if you are a woman.
Game on.
Come on, baby. That would never happen here in the United States, because as soon as it did, there would be an all-out brawl. And there would be a lot of blood, a lot of broken bones, probably a few broken necks, and probably a lot of dead folks.
Ron, do yourself a favor.
If not gunshots, stab wounds, and who knows what else would have come into play.
Ron McDonald, do yourself a favor. Go up to the website and pull that story and take a look at it.
Okay.
Bring you up to speed here. You know, I'm in agreement. I was in Germany during the early 70s in the military. You know, I went to one of those infamous, I just had to see what the hell an Oktoberfest was. And I went. 3,000 Germans sitting under a tent with the Oompa-Pa band playing and the waitresses running around with high-powered beer. Schnapps was flowing. Everybody got stinking drunk. And not one fight, not one angry word. I get on an airplane, come back to the States, there's eight people in a bar, and the ambulance had to show up. So, I'm in agreement with you. Because the first time somebody would start poking their finger in somebody's eyes, game on.
That's it, baby.
But you saw what was going on in that video. Where are the laws of decency? They were actually committing acts outright in your face, so to speak, acts of lesbianism right in front of the cameras.
Yeah, and I saw this one woman standing there grabbing a guy's hand and forcing his hand all over.
Yes.
Man, if a woman had done that to me, you want to talk. Remember back when you were little, John? You used to talk about what's the worst storm a girl could ever experience was called a titty twister? I'd have twisted that thing right off of her chest.
Well, thank you, Art, for that graphic depiction. Yeah.
What's the title of that story, John?
The title, Gay Victims, let me back up here, Urge Castration and Murder of Christians.
Yeah, go figure.
Yeah. Did you catch it? Did you see it?
Oh, God, it was disgusting.
No, not you, Ron.
No, I'm not seeing it on here either. Let me do a search. Oh, there it is. Graphic content.
There you go.
Okay.
That's the one. Take a look at that. That's a couple minutes long. Now, as I said before, Art, there's a reason why you never see news reports of the gay pride parades in San Francisco. Now, this is collusionary on the part of the medias. Does everybody that work in the media, does everybody think that open display of homosexualism or lesbianism in public in front of other people is okay? Somebody in a media someplace has to say, you know, if I'm ABC or NBC or CNN or whatever, somebody has to go, you know what? People have to be made aware of this stuff, what's going on in this country. Not one of them will do it. What does that tell you who they are? What does that say to you?
Well, the level of decadence in this country has gone way beyond anything I ever imagined it would go.
You ain't seen nothing yet. No, they're not going to slow their roll. They're only going to pick it up. You think you've seen so far enough to turn you whatever? No. You ain't seen nothing yet. Because it's now starting to escalate. Now it's starting to reach a fever pitch. People are now emboldened to join in. Oh, my God.
It's disgusting.
Man,
it's absolutely disgusting.
And everybody thinks, oh, well, that's over there. Yeah, really? That's what you thought about gun control. That's what you thought about national health care. They would never do that here. Remember the words, Art? They would never be able to do it here.
I remember.
And Obama, this ignorant Negro, the other day comes out and says, well, I'm not going to repeal it while I'm president. Okay, we can fix that. There's the door.
There you go.
All right, Art.
But anyway.
Yeah.
Anyway, I really wanted to throw something by you and Ron today on the economic issue. And I was watching C-SPAN today on the floor of the Senate. Harry Reid was up there talking about, you know, they were talking about the unemployment, wanting to extend unemployment benefits and things like this.
Yeah.
As if they haven't already done enough as it is. But Harry Reid come out and said there's $1 trillion left over from the Afghanistan campaign. And he doesn't understand why conservatives don't want to use that money to help extend the unemployment benefits to those who need it.
Where's Harry Reid's CPA? Spending money we didn't have in the first place.
Well, it didn't stop there, because after that, they go on a little bit further, and of course they're talking about the NDAA and all of this garbage, and complaining that the military doesn't have enough money to pay their vets, pay the service members hazardous pay, you know, combat pay. Wait a minute. What's going on with this $1 trillion over here, guys? This makes no sense to me. And they're talking about, we only got 10 days left to get the NDAA passed, and I don't see how we can do it, and we're going to have to kick it into January.
Well, how about just kicking it out of the House? You even saw what the liberal state of California said on the NDAA, Ron?
No, I haven't.
Okay, they said, no, we're not going to do it. That was California. That's how bad that is, that California turned its nose up at it.
Well, I got a better idea for them. How about just end all these unlawful, unconstitutional, and uncalled for wars? Take all that money, and I don't know, there was a congressman here last week was talking about what he's referring to, a new move he wants to do called the Naked in America Act, and rebuild our infrastructure. And he said, make it a requirement that all materials, all equipment, and all personnel must be made in the USA.
Oh, well, that's not going to be possible, because we're now an international part of the community, don't you? Art, come on, man.
Well, that's
being hateful to our neighbors.
Well, I don't know how they're going to pull it off due to the fact that out there in the Bay Area, California, they had to hire a Chinese contractor, Chinese construction workers, and bring in Chinese steel to
they
build the bridge.
They didn't have to. They wanted to.
Exactly.
Yeah. All right.
Anyway, guys, thanks a lot, man. I'm going to let you go. I know you got more callers and more stuff to get to.
Okay. Art, thanks for your call. Ron, did you get through that video?
I didn't get all the way through it, but I didn't like what I already saw. My God. That's insanity.
Now, there are some people of this world that don't assign any importance to religion whatsoever. There are those that don't believe in the conventional stuff, and they go spirituality. There are people that will pick up the antithesis to God, and they go with the devil. There are a lot of different stripes and a lot of different likes. But I have never, ever, somebody that practices black magic, I'm not out there hunting them with a pitchfork. I am not calling for their head. I'm not going to castrate them. I wish that they would definitely change their mind and hop on the other side, but I'm not going to threaten them. This is how just absolutely perverse this is all getting. And I didn't think I could assign that word. Do me a favor, Ron. Watch the rest of the video during the break. You have to. That's mandated. All right.
Okay.
We'll be back. John Stadtmiller here. Sometimes in life, you get lucky. Well, today is your lucky day. Our sponsor, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com, have just announced their biggest savings yet on their one-month food supply by Linden Farms. This great one-month pack includes over 360 servings based on 2,000 calories per day. While supplies last, you'll get one free month of long-term emergency food entrees when you buy three. This is a massive savings of $600 on a four-month supply. Again, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com is giving you buy 3 months, get an additional 1 month of food free. This is a great deal. Act fast. The site again is AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com, or call them directly at 818-720-0759, 818-720-0759. Let them know John sent you. Do it today. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com, veteran-owned and operated.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
ground beef, eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack, for a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. CampingSurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at CampingSurvival.com on all your prepared food needs.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, Superfam and Super Male Plex, colon enhancer, our top selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D, MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
All right, we're back. Well, what do you think, Ron?
Jeez.
Yeah.
To protect their cathedral, they get their crotches sprayed, their faces sprayed.
Yeah.
And a very violent situation.
Yeah, it is. And this is okay. Now, I don't know what the system of police is down there. I don't know. But generally speaking, any time that you have demonstrations, public demonstrations, police are usually on hand, if for no other reason than to keep the sides separated. There was none of that there.
You just have to wonder why the executive branch would allow this to happen, and cameras video recording this, and no one's stopping it.
Yeah.
It's a hate crime.
Well, now let's be careful of what we're doing, because I just said that same term about 10 minutes ago. It's a hate crime. We're already starting to pick up their vernacular and using it for our own purpose. That legitimizes what they have done. It was never called a hate crime before. It was just simple assault for whatever reason. Maybe the guy thought it was funny. Then that's not hate. I'm going to be comical. I'm going to spray paint you in the face. Well, that's assault. Okay, by every legal definition, it wasn't hateful. The guy thought it'd be funny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What I don't understand, are Christians just purely pacifist? why are they not defending themselves?
Well,
why aren't they taking the cans of spray and reversing the situation?
Because they're trying to demonstrate that their belief system is better than those that are trying to oppress or go after them. You know, and I don't know what world that works. Maybe in Gandhi's world, and we saw what happened to Mahatma Gandhi, don't we? We saw what happened in India. You know, there is a time for pacifism. There is a time for non-aggression. And then there are times that you have to make a clear warning that I've had enough of that, and please stop that. If you do not stop that, the next move is going to be mine, and you may not like the consequence.
I would not stand still. I'm a pacifist to a degree, but I would not stand still for that to happen to me. That's disrespectful of not only my belief system, but of my stature.
Yeah.
I would not allow that to happen.
Well, but see, now things are starting to get rather weird because people can't even decide for themselves anymore what is right or wrong. What is the limits of anything anymore? You know, and I, please, for libertarians that listen to this radio program, thank you for tuning in. But I don't understand, there are fatal flaws in libertarianism as well as there are in republicanism or democratic or whatever, a political philosophy, if you will. And I'm starting to see some very bad things happen, but I'm seeing nobody really standing against it.
Yeah.
Whereas before, the people that understood the value of things would not get in the way. It would just stand back. Well, I may not participate in that group's religious belief or whatever, but, you know, I support their, you know. But it was benign in nature. It wasn't destructive. But now, I don't know, Ron, honest to God, I don't know what people are willing to tolerate anymore.
You know, it's frightening. You know, when I look at that, and I can understand someone who wears a frock or, you know, anything that symbolizes that they're actually in a seminary or practicing their religion and that, I can understand them following pacifism to the nth degree. But the common man, if all of us were to become pacifists in that way, we wouldn't last long. This society would collapse instantaneously.
Hmm. Well, collapse one way or the other, morally, ethically, financially, economically.
I should say, I want to just go back to that chart, the shadow of 1929.
Uh-huh.
From that chart, it looks, I mean, it is identical in the course.
Yep.
It looks like we're in for a big problem in June or so of next year.
Yeah. And hang on to your hats because, well, we've got another budget crisis coming up in February. About the time that people recuperate from their New Year's Eve hangover and try to get back to the business of living some sort of normalcy, some kind of life, they're going to get smacked right upside the head with more political theater in February. Only this time it's going to be worse. This time the deficits are going to be even greater. And there's not going to be any end to this. Now, if it follows with the old Hegelian dialectic here, you know, we're going to show you, and then we started it, and we're going to show you, and now we're going to come up with another solution. You know, welcome to the brand new show.
Yeah.
This could be, as somebody suggested, this could be a lead up to tapering. Now, we all know what that means. We saw the test run a couple of months ago when they even made mere mention of the fact that they might be visiting the thought of maybe tapering the $85 billion a month going into Wall Street. They might be thinking about it. And then we saw with the market how it reacted. The reason why it reacted that way is because there's no real economic strength on Wall Street, period. It's not there. They're feeding off this. They need it to survive. To bear up the illusion here that, Wall Street, you know, we're in some bad economic times, that's true, but we're coming out. We're not coming out of anything. It's getting worse and worse and worse and worse. And I, Ron, for the life of me, At what cost do you get up in front of people, in front of the entire nation, with a TV camera stuck in your face, and you continue to lie and misrepresent?
Yeah.
How much money would you have to have in order to do that?
It's incredible. Well, obviously, if you haven't bought gold, I suggest you buy gold at this point. When you see this chart, anyone without it is insane, absolutely insane.
Well, and we've told them, and we've told them, and we've told them, and I've seen a pattern developing. You know, when it was lower, it looks like gold's going up. It looked like that might be a pretty good place to park my money, and they bought gold at $400 or $500 an ounce. Well, they saw it go up to what, 16, 18? I think it even topped $2,000 an ounce, and then it dropped back down. Well, I guess that joyride's over. No, it's not. This is directly being manipulated.
Yeah.
By the very, and I keep saying to people, don't pay any attention to that. The only respite you have, the only safe haven you have, is why do you think the Chinese government is buying tons of gold? Why do you think the citizens of China, the good communists that they are, is buying 24-karat jewelry? Notice I said 24-karat. Here in this country, people think that, it's gold if it's 18-karat. No, it's an alloy at 18 carats. Over there, 24-karat is pretty near fine gold. Why do you think they're doing it, folks? Because the Chinese peasants over there have all kinds of money? They're doing it because their government is demonstrating to them there are some very bad times coming. You better protect yourself. Just as we're doing in the government, we're buying tons of gold for the government's survival. And now what are you going to do? Here in this country, we just have people every once in a while on your TV pop up and go, this is a good hedge against inflation. Buy silver now. Buy gold now. 99% of the people in this country still don't. Why? Because nobody is interested in telling them the reasons why you should. Let's give you a couple of statistics here, folks. There are 1,148,000 fewer Americans working today than there was in November of 2006. Our population has grown more than 16 million people during that time. A lot of this are people, immigrants, into the country. Yeah. The inactivity rate for men in their prime working years, that's 25 to 54, just hit a brand new all-time record high. Inactivity rate, I said. Not activity, inactivity. Does that sound like an economic recovery to you? Your prime production years? The number of working-age Americans without a job has increased by a total of 27 million since 2000. And a lot of that's due to what George Bush and the boys decided they wanted to do. And that's, sell out America. Move the manufacturing out of this country. The very things that created jobs to turn us into a service industry. Well, got a few more things to tell you about on the other side of this break. And let me remind you that we're doing a pledge drive. Right now, I got calls popping up here, and I'll get to them in a second. By the way, there we go. My wife thought I was a little bit hard on my political friend up in Fort Worth. I don't think so. We'll be back.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, DO, and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
That moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone. Frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few thousand bucks during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror, or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
In November 2007, there were 121.9 million full-time workers in the United States. Today, there's 116 million. Middle wage jobs accounted for 60% of the jobs lost during the last recession, but they have only accounted for 22% of the jobs created since then. Only about 47% of all adults in America have a full-time job today. The ratio of wages to corporate profits in the United States just hit a brand new all-time low. Yeah, things are swingingly, I mean, just, the pendulum is swinging on Wall Street here. They're just having just a merry old time. Yeah. Approximately one out of every four part-time workers in America is living below the poverty line. And this is what I said before. According to the Social Security Administration, 40% of all U.S. workers make less than $20,000 a year. Now, Ron, have you gone out there and calculated your new Obamacare and what it might look like?
No, but it's ricocheted in the family, though. I mean, it's doubled for a couple siblings.
Yeah.
And my brother Larry has a friend named Richard, and Richard came to him and says, you know, my son can no longer fill afford health insurance. And he says, what should I do? And my brother said, why don't you sit down and write him a check, because you're the one that put him in that position by voting for Obama.
Yeah. Well, but this wasn't exactly an Obama thing. I mean, this goes back to conservative think tank foundations in this country. This goes back to Tricky Dick days. This isn't some brand new thing that Obama just popped out of the cereal box. You know, if we remember Teddy Kennedy, we remember Hillary Clinton. But there have been other people, conservatives and Republicans, that have suggested a national health care program. Why? When the best medical, we used to have the best medical care, the most advanced medical things going on in the world in this country, the research, the development. We weren't perfect, but we were miles down the road from where we're at right now. Now doctors are going, you know what? Hell, I'm going to give up my profession. You know, it's sad. But, I mean, it may take what South Carolina just did. They're saying that we're Obamacare free here. The Affordable Act care, we're free. We're not going to mandate in anybody. Anybody from the Fed comes rolling into town to your business to start monkeying with your affairs, you just let us know. We'll show them the door. And that's what it's going to have to take. They're going to mandate any number of things coming out of Washington, D.C. that you're not going to like. You're going to not like the smell of. You know that it's going to be illegal and unconstitutional. But they're seeing how far they can push this to see how much people will take and how they're going to capitulate. No more. Jim in Pennsylvania. Hello, Jim.
Hello, John. A healthcare system is where doctors are trained and hospitals are built. Forcing people to buy insurance from you and by threatening them with imprisonment is not a healthcare system. That's extortion. It's just that simple.
I agree.
The military has a healthcare system, but the civilian populace here doesn't have a healthcare system.
Yeah, and how well is that working for the veterans, where we have to have private groups out there begging for money to get these guys treatment and prosthetics and whatever? Yeah.
Well, if those private groups want to do that, that's their business.
Yeah.
No.
I'm just illustrating the point of how the government doesn't even take care of its walking wounded.
Why should they?
What do you mean, why should they?
Why should they?
Wait a minute, Jim. Oh, slow, re-roll here. What do you mean, why should they? They're the ones that got them in the situation, put them in harm's way in the first place.
Who put them in harm's way?
I'm sorry?
Who put them in harm's way?
Jim?
Did they sign up to be in the military, or were they drafted?
Okay, I guess they signed up.
All right. They wanted to be killers and murderers and go to somebody else's country and kill people.
Okay, Jim.
They
want
to be paid to do that.
Hey! Slow down!
God.
Yeah, if you want to speak your piece, please. But please let me interject here. Not everybody that joined the military wanted to sign up to be a killer. Come on, man.
Murderers have a health care system, but the civilian population...
Kick this ass hat off my program. God almighty.
I don't believe that.
God, I could have went all day without this. Werner in New Brunswick. Hello, Werner.
Yeah, good evening. I guess we don't want to raise your blood pressure even more.
I'm just tired of the idiocy. That's all I'm tired of.
Well, as I say, even in what you call idiocy, he had a little bit of a point of truth in there.
Yes, he did. But he took it to the extreme. Now, did he not?
Well, as I say, a lot of young fellas, they got suckered in.
Well,
yeah. Well, most people that age are very naive.
Yeah.
They have no clue.
You know, kids, they are not allowed to buy booze and to buy tobacco unless they are, 19 years old? Hello?
I think it's 21 for alcohol in our state.
I don't know. It's been years since I've been there. I couldn't tell you.
Yeah, but as I say, even scientists say the male brain isn't fully developed until they're about in their mid-20s.
Yeah.
But they can be drafted to the army, or they can sign up to the army.
Well, and the point about that, Werner, is, you know, a lot of people are signing up for the military because they see it as a way out of a poverty-stricken scenario. There is no money. for anything. They're barely making it right now. At least they can be tempted with a few educational opportunities or whatever, or at least train for an MOS that might be of some use in the civilian job market. You know, I took great offense to that, and you're talking to a guy right now that went up in front of the commanding general of 7th COSCOM of Europe to tell him I wasn't going to go to Vietnam, that I didn't believe in it, and I saw it for what it was, a political farce. Now, that was my... But I joined. I joined that military rather than take a two-year, and I knew I was going to get drafted, and I was going to get just run through the sausage grinder. I thought, you know what? At least I joined for another year. I can make my choices. This is a contract. And they saw fit to try to violate that contract, and I wasn't going to let them. I did not go to Vietnam to shoot people. But, you know, the mere fact that somebody would get on this program and denigrate people that, yeah, there are some yahoos that signed up to just go kill, to learn how to kill and just have a ball doing it. Yes, there are those people out there. But the majority of the people, I would like to think, in the United States military right now, didn't sign up just to go and let blood someplace just for grins and giggles.
One of them got suckered in, you know, because of propaganda.
Yes,
but that wasn't the reason why I called.
I didn't think so.
No, when you earlier spoke about basically the way people are being bamboozled into same way, you know, media and hype and everything about the gay pride parades and everything. I remember that about 15, 20 years ago in Ontario, I think it was in Toronto, the former Prime Minister of Canada, Joe Clark, he posed as the parade marshal for the gay pride parade. And I thought, has everybody gone bunkers? He was a conservative prime minister. And he was the parade marshal of the gay pride parade.
Yeah. And most people, you know, when you say gay, I saw some comments to that story online. And Political Outcast, I think it is, at any rate, they were admonished for just substituting the word gay for homosexual. Homosexual used to be a bad connotation. But you know,
and I remember when I was living over in the old country, I would read the court reports twice a week, and every time in our town, I don't know, two or three fellas were in court because of paragraph 175.
Well, and you know, before, you know, it isn't like homosexuality and lesbianism is a new phenomenon. It's been around as long as human beings have been around. The difference being that it's being promoted by government. That's the difference. Werner, thanks for your call.
You're welcome.
All right, Jim in Pennsylvania. I hope you're not the ex-cop that calls into this show, because something happened. Somebody slipped some LSD into your morning coffee. I can't believe you just said that. Gosh. I don't know whether the crap go blind, wine mud, wristwatch, or just give up the business of radio. Oh, man. Rob McDonald, thank you.
Hey, my pleasure, John.
Okay. Thank you for being here today, folks. Gosh. Ah, we'll see you tomorrow. Who do I have on tomorrow? Who is it? Andy Hoffman? Gerald Celente. See you tomorrow. With